This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A sheriff's officer in Los Animas County is on unpaid leave after a road rage incident. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Lieutenant Henry Trujillo was already on paid administrative leave for another incident where he allegedly tased a handcuffed man multiple times. But a security cam recorded Trujillo as he cussed out and assaulted a teenager during a road rage incident last month. Trujillo was in plain clothes at the time. Ken Mayer is a lawyer representing multiple clients with civil lawsuits against Trujillo.
It's finally seeming like the sheriff's department is taking his conduct seriously. Doesn't appear that they've ever done that before.
The Los Animas sheriff says it's hired a third party to investigate Trujillo's conduct. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Police shot a suspect Tuesday night during a SWAT operation at a home in Englewood. Officers were serving a search warrant when they were shot at from inside the house. They evacuated neighbors and eventually used an armored vehicle to ram through the garage. That's when they encountered the suspect, who they say shot at them. The state health department has a new chief medical officer who has had the job before. Dr. Ned Kalange held the position for 8 years until 2010. He's now an associate dean at the Colorado School of Public Health. His new position requires confirmation by the state Senate. The city of Alamosa is getting more than $4 million for affordable housing. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the money comes from the federal American Rescue Plan.
The money will go toward utility installation at the Tierra Azul development, such as electricity and water. It's a large development with more than 420 total units, containing everything from single-family homes to townhomes to 30-unit apartment buildings. The units are a mix of for sale and for rent, and will have options for folks of varying economic means. Crews hope to break ground on the project before the end of the year. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Across Colorado, there's a chance for more rain through this afternoon, thunder and lightning into the evening. Around Denver, that chance for thunderstorms and highs near 80. This is CPR News.